We're joined by Lynn Jackson, one of the volunteer leaders of Save the Pine Bush. And we have a number of things we wanted to catch up with the Save the Pine Bush work. But recently, the appellate division, the middle level court, basically throughout a lawsuit by Save the Pine Bush challenging the town of Gilliland's approval of some ongoing development in the Pine Bush area. So Lynn, what was the issues that you were raising or challenging, and what did the court say?
Raised the issue of the proposed developments in the town of Gilliland, which included a large office complex development, a Costco, which included 18 pump gas station, and an undefined office complex. And the ruling ultimately ruled that was it. We couldn't challenge these proposed developments anymore. The court did say that we had standing, which is extremely important. So Save the Pine Bush was given standing in this case. And the Supreme Court, it was the appellate division agreed that we have standing. And the appellate division agreed that the issues that we raised in our lawsuit had never been heard before. However, then the appellate division decided to rule on the merits of our case, and they said, well, you lose. And now the projects can go ahead, unfortunately.
Now, this was a middle level court decision. Are you considering at all, challenging it to the state's highest court, the Court of Appeals, or this basically it and the projects will move ahead?
This is basically it for our court challenges. There's really no more challenge. The ruling was 5-0, and we don't have any. There's no appeal of right to the Court of Appeals. And so we're kind of unfortunately finished with our court appeals in the town of Gilliland, which, of course, to me raises the big question of what is the town of Gilliland going to do about protecting the undeveloped parts of the Pine Bush ecosystem in the town that are privately held. And that, of course, is a question for the town board. And I think the town board really needs to look very closely at what kind of developments they're approving in the town of Gilliland and how they really should look at how are they going to protect the rest of the Pine Bush ecosystem that's not developed in the town of Gilliland.
Now, has the town board, which, you know, goes up for election every few years, have they really embraced their role as a protector of the Pine Bush, or do they just sort of see this as something that legally we get forced to do, but we're not really all that committed to it?
Since in our court case, the supervisor of the town of Gilliland actually made the oral argument in the case before the appellate division, he is clearly completely pro-development. And the town board of the town of Gilliland does not seem to be inclined at all to look at protection of the Pine Bush ecosystem, which I think is very unfortunate for the Pine Bush and, of course, for the residents of the town of Gilliland and everyone else who is affected by, you know, the lack of preservation of this beautiful ecosystem that we have.
Is there any chance that other either private or, you know, state funds might, you know, show up to, you know, actually purchase, if not the property itself, some of the development rights for some of the additional, you know, property that, you know, people would like to protect in the Pine Bush?
Well, certainly the Albany Pine Bush Preserve Commission has been working on acquisition. Unfortunately, they can only do so much. When it comes to land preservation and this, you know, for the Pine Bush and other places, we really need to look at how do we redevelop the areas that have already been developed and are maybe vacant and unused and leave our undeveloped areas alone. And I think this is a huge challenge for the town of Gilliland. And I don't think at this point that the town board of the town of Gilliland is really understanding that they really need to do more, or Gilliland is just going to become one massive shopping mall parking lot. But of course, they're not the town of Gilliland is not the only municipality where the Pine Bush exists. And there are other proposals going on right now in the town of Colony that we're very concerned about. And I can talk about that for a minute if you like.
Well, I understand one of those proposals relates to development of the solar farm. And as a climate activist, you know, of course, we want to see more solar and renewable energy. But I understand there's some problems with a particular proposal for a solar farm and colony.
Yes. Unfortunately, I mean, obviously, Save the Pine Bush completely supports solar farms. We are completely behind stopping using fossil fuels, looking at renewable energy, all that kind of thing. But how do you balance building a solar farm in a globally rare ecosystem, which is what the pine bush is? This solar farm would be huge. It's 75 acres. The Albany Pine Bush Preserve Commission has been trying to acquire the land for years at this point, but the owner won't sell to them. And I think that a much better solution would be, like, let's be a little innovative here. We should do some kind of land trade so that we can protect this area in the pine bush and trade, you know, like the state of New York could do this. They could take the solar farm and trade it for, say, being able to build a solar farm at the Harriman office campus, you know, to build where, you know, build solar panels on the roofs of every building in Harriman and build solar panels in the parking lots, because that's already, you know, clearly already developed. So why can't we have a solution like that? It just seems to me that I understand the efficiency of building these massive solar farms where you just have, quote, open land, but I don't see that this is really a good thing, because not only are we experiencing severe climate change, which we all know about, but we're in the sixth major extinction of species on Earth. And it seems like this particular proposal in the pine bush has, what do we balance? And clearly we need to do something about climate change, no doubt about it. But on the other hand, do we really take land that is in a globally rare ecosystem that may affect the plants and the animals living there and build a solar farm there? I just feel like there's got to be a better solution. I think the state of New York should get involved. They should do a land trade. Land trades have been done. There's been two land trades that have been done in the past in the pine bush. And I just think that that's what we need to do.
I will just point out, as a climate advocate, one of the things that, you know, we have proposed a much stronger law than, you know, the CLCPA, which was adopted. And one of the big differences was also saying that we should require that local municipalities actually right now, years ago, actually, begin to cite where they want to put solar and wind farms. And so it was the local municipality itself initiating that process, not waiting for developers to come and then reacting to what the developers, who often, let's just find the easiest place to develop. But I also know, you know, it was also a massive fight down in Columbia County, a much larger solar farm, I believe, which was stalled for many years, but they created a group called Friends of Columbia Solar. And they actually seem to have mediated between the local residents opposed to it and the developers. And they appear to have come up with a solution that most people seem to live with once they actually got the developers and the local residents to sit down and talk. Is any of those type of discussions taking place with this particular solar farm?
Oh, absolutely not. There's been no discussion at all between the location of it. I mean, obviously, it seems like we have a willing landowner that wants to sell his land, and we have this massive, and I believe this huge, huge company that wants to come in and buy the land and build their solar farm. But there has been nothing like that. There will be a public hearing on June 1st at the town of Colony at their, it's a zoning board of appeals, I believe, at 347 Old Niskayuna Road in Latham at 7 o'clock p.m. June 1st. And people should come in here and listen and speak about, you know, the conflict that we have here between how do we protect our beautiful pine bush, and at the same time, how do we promote renewable energy, and how do you locate these?
Well, Lynn, we're out of time. Lynn Jackson, Save the Pine Bush. If people want more information, you have a website?
Savethepinebush.org. The email is contact at savethepinebush.org. Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.